There has been a person who attended the Hoimoe in Coffs Harbour and on the 15th of July who had coronavirus, as we understand it. We're still getting confirmation from Mid-North Coast Health. But whilst we pursue those lines of inquiry, Claudia Jambor reached out to the owner of the Hoimoe, Harry Barry, to find out what he knows about this text message that was sent out earlier.
I can tell you very little at the moment, just that we've spoken to someone at New South Wales Health this morning. Somebody came through the Hoi after 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and in the interest of public health, we've been asked to keep the venue closed until further notice, and that's it, really. That's all we can tell you.
How did you find out about this? Did you receive the text or did you receive a call from New South Wales Health?
No, I received the text from one of the patrons from the hotel and one of the staff members that had been working on the day.
What was your initial reaction to receiving that text?
Oh, disbelief, really. And then some urgency around trying to find out whether it was real and what were the next steps for the hotel.
And what are the next steps for the hotel? You've mentioned that you're shutting until further notice. What else are you doing out of precaution?
At the moment, we've organised a deep clean for the Hoimoe. So that's happening today. And now I'm talking to the media to make sure that anybody and everybody from Coffs Harbour knows that if they were at the Hoi on the Thursday evening, they should go and get tested. That's what we've been told. That's what we're doing ourselves. So let's keep the community safe and do the right thing and go get tested.
So just to recap there, if you're at the Hoimoe on Thursday evening, between what times, Mr. Barry?
They haven't given us somebody after 4 o'clock, apparently, but I don't know if that's the exact message that New South Wales Health is going to give out yet, because we haven't seen it yet. So we'll see that shortly this morning, I would think.
Okay, and you mentioned that you received a text from a patron. When did you receive that text? Was that this morning or was that late last week?
This morning.
And are you a bit disappointed that you found out this way rather than through New South Wales Health about this, given this would have been discovered via contact traces?
So this all happened literally overnight. So any messaging that would have gotten through to us would only have gotten to us this morning when we woke up. So we found out when everybody else found out is the short answer, which is, you know, as fast as we could.
And how are you supporting, particularly your staff, during this uncertain time?
At this stage, we don't know. We don't know how long this lockdown is going to be. We're imagining that it's simply going to be a deep clean of the Hoimoe, get the staff tested and then reopen the doors. But this is all new for us, as it is for the rest of Coffs Harbour. So ask me again in a couple of days when I know the lie of the land.
Okay, and roughly how many staff will need to get tested here in Coffs Harbour because of this?
Oh, well, the Hoimoe has 60-plus staff. So, and again, I'm not sure what the government is going to instruct us, but I would imagine that we're going to insist that all staff members go and get a COVID check now.
And just finally, what is your message to those patrons who were at the Hoimoe last Thursday any time after 4 o'clock?
Go and get tested, do the right thing, and let's see if we can stop the spread of this thing before it goes too far.